The state of Florida has been hit nearly as bad as any place in the country in terms of the number of foreclosures. In Hillsborough County alone, there are over 20,000 such foreclosures in 2008, a 52% increase from the previous year. As a way to address the problems that abandoned homes can do to neighborhoods, the Hillsborough County Commission today directed their legal staff to research putting together what Commission Chair Ken Hagen calls a mortgage registration program.
What this process is required when two criteria have been met, and that is when the notice of a lease pendant is filed, and this is filed before the actual foreclosure, and when a house is vacant, that would trigger this registration. Requires that the lender or the mortgage holder register with the county and pays a fee.
Hagen said the key ingredient would involve a local person that the community and code enforcement could work with.
But it requires the mortgage holder or the lender to perform periodic inspection so that potential life-threatening situations such as an unsecured or insanitary swimming pool, unsecured structures, or severe overgrowth could be addressed prior to code enforcement actually getting involved in this situation.
Commissioner Rose Ferlita praised Hagen's idea, calling it incredible. County Attorney Renee Lee said there are four different pieces of legislation that have been introduced in the state legislature this year on the subject.
Two of the bills are regarding property registration, and the other two bills are concerning exemptions under the public records law, so that any of the information that's obtained through the property registration laws are not, that information's not open to the public. We do have some restrictions with respect to the information that we acquire because we can't control the public records law. We're completely preempted by the state from that. But I think that we could craft the ordinance so that we could protect as much of the information as possible.
Commissioner Mark Sharp also endorsed the idea, but said he worried about who would manage the program and its costs.
Whether it's the government performing the function itself, or whether we are directing that another entity perform the function, what the cost is, I think and I'll be obviously doing my own research, but the pro-con, I'm interested in seeing the benefit to the community versus the cost to the community of having such a program. And I appreciate the chairman bringing this forward, but my concern is not this program in general, it's just the whole mission creep of government. We're getting bigger, not smaller, at a time, and we're looking at making cuts, and I know that we're in the middle of an economic crisis, so obviously this is very appropriate for us to be discussing.
Commissioner Kevin White said he hoped the plan could be self-sustaining. He also gave praise by saying it would give direction to code enforcement officials about who to contact for any violations. White said the situation right now was that in many cases, the county ends up paying for overgrown property.
The real theory of the real world, once that property is sold, all the accumulated fines should be paid off at the time of closing. There's an intricate loophole that most of the lending institutions have that it's an abandonment clause. So therefore, the county has maintained and spent $2,000-$3,000 in manpower, $30,000 in accumulated fines, and then at the closing table, the abandonment clause kicks in, we get zero, and we've been maintaining the property for the owners.